Rob Parr, Central Avenue. We're all about the Sunshine City. RadioCP.com. RadioCP.com presents the Homemade Broadcast.
This is a Homemade Broadcast radio production.
Base vehicle free count operations will start on my mark at 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
It is the Homemade Broadcast. It is episode 603. My name's Will Koontz. This is Anna Hummel.
What up, dude? I just got to say, it's really good to chat with you.
Yeah, same.
More so than usual, I would say. And I think a lot of that has to do with my new job, which we can get into.
813-693-2124 is the voice and text line. TheHomemadeBroadcast@gmail.com. You can get a hold of us. We did get one voicemail on. I'd like to play it because it's from a veteran.
Yeah. Dino Cook. When you get married, April 4th, Amelia Island. All right, I'll see you out there. Have fun.
No, this thanks.
Bino calls at like 4 in the morning all
Who
the time.
Who is that?
Bino. Bino Cook. I think his real name's Mark, but he goes by Bino.
Do I know? Is this a bone part, like a bone fan?
He used to call me and be mean to me on my... I didn't know I had an extension at the bone until I met him, because he used to leave me rude messages, and he would talk a lot of crap on Johnny, too, which always made me laugh a little bit silently. But, yeah, so he's merged over here now. And you can, too. 813-693-2124. We did get a nice message from Joe, of course, today, just saying how much he loves the program. And I wish I could do more for Joe, because I feel like I'm not matching his excitement for...
I think you and I both just being live once a week.
Yeah.
Like, and again, I don't want to put words in his mouth, because I feel like he may say this to quite a few people.
Yeah.
But he lives for our program, you know? Because he's bedbound, and I think he's getting evicted from his bed.
Oh, no.
So I don't... Joe, if you want to give us a status on that in the chat, maybe that was supposed to be private and I let the cat out of the bag. But Joe wears his heart on his sleeve.
He wears his
heart on his diabetic sleeve. You know what I mean? So I feel like he... Not that he likes pity or attention, but he wants to feel like he's engaging with the community. So reach out to Joe. I feel like he's going through a hard time. I feel like the last 20 years have been a hard time. So, but especially now.
Yeah, definitely. So do that. So reach out to Joe. He's in the chat. I see him. I guess he's allowed to comment again now, which is nice. And leave your own voicemails and messages, 813-693-2124. Anna, I did, before we talk about your personal situation, I did get a response back from the podium guy, the January 6th podium guy.
Oh.
He responded back and said he's interested. So,
I think you did tell me that. I didn't know if there was any further correspondence.
Yes. His name is Adam Johnson. He's running for some sort of office in somewhere near here. Now, we're not going to be able to air that on Radio St. P because you're not allowed to interview political people who are running for office. So I have to figure out something else. I don't know if he's going to want to do it if it's not there. But anyway, I thought that was kind of cool. Substack, hmbradio.substack.com. Nate Heimer came back. He's a premium subscriber now. So he's been leaving a lot of comments. So I've been catching up with Nate. So that's good.
Thanks, Nate.
Yeah. And I guess it's, I feel like I'm, out of whack. It's been so long.
We got a lot to cover because we didn't do last week. I want to hear about St. Lucia.
Yeah.
I lost a job. I interviewed. I am now employed with a new job.
Yeah. It's going well.
But it's not going poorly. It just, here's the thing that I'm sure a lot of people have learned throughout their lives. Like, certain situations are just not good for me. And I feel like I might be in one of those situations. I'm kind of like a puppy. I like not just attention where I'm like, ooh, talk about me. I just like to engage with people. You know, I like to feel when I get home, I want to be like nobody talk to me. But now I feel the opposite. Now I'm alone all day and I just want to talk to people. And so I get home today and I just like, you know, want to talk to Chris, touch Chris. He's like, get away from me. You know what I mean? I'm like, I'm a puppy. Hit me. Yeah. You know, so I started this new job, and where I worked at before, there was probably like 100 people, 150 people on the, maybe not 150, 120 in the office every day. So it's just lots of commotions. People were crapping on the floor. We're getting snacks. There's like all sorts of drama. It's amazing. Great. And then you go to a place where there's maybe five people in the office. They all have their own rooms.
Oh, yeah.
I'm in the middle because I'm like the office coordinator and everybody's door is shut. Yeah. And I'm there alone for 8 hours, and I'm like, it's not good for me.
Yeah, well, that's interesting, because I think my personality, that's what I thrive in. That's sure. What I would like. That's
suitable.
To be left alone. So, I mean, I guess it's to each his own, I guess, but that's too bad.
That, yeah.
Do you think it's bad enough where you're like, I might need to resign and find something else?
I don't know. We're also really slow. So the task that I get, I mean, the actual work I did today, 12 minutes.
Jeez. Yeah.
Yeah, you know what I mean? It's like, hey, can you make this note? Okay. Boom. 5 seconds. Hey, can you grab this address? 10 seconds. You know, can you upload this document? It's already done. Oh, okay. You know, so when we speed up, you know, I guess, you know, Chris was saying better that you're slow now than you walk in and it's just like a nightmare, super stressful,
yeah,
which is good. But now it's to the point where, I mean, Jesus Christ, I don't know how much more I can watch on her Erica Kirk. You know what I mean? So.
Yeah. Wow. Well.
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, I feel like you should enjoy it while it lasts because, you know. I don't know. Like, maybe you prefer being busy, though.
There's a flow state. You know, it's, you don't want to be too overloaded, stressed out, and you don't want nothing to do for hours on end. Kind of like the nice ebbs and flows of a little busy, a little slow, a little busy, a little slow. But it's just been hella slow. Huh. And even with all the slowness, I'm still messing things up because I'm new. You know what right. I mean? I don't know the protocol for everything. I've never worked with a company quite like this before. So when they start to say, no, you need to do this and follow up on this, I go, oh, yeah, that makes sense. Mm-hmm. But when you're not in the, like, when you don't know, you're just like, I sent the documents. Like, no, I actually need to follow up with insurance. I'll just leave it at that. I'm mm-hmm. like, oh, that would make sense because they typically don't get back to you. She's like, right, correct. Mm-hmm. So,
well, these are little things that seem like, you know, probably to them it's like, duh.
But yeah,
just, you don't know what you don't know.
And right, exactly. So I'm just learning
the same sort of stuff with the new job that I took. It's been almost a year now, but it's just more responsibility essentially added onto my old post. And
but it's the same place. You're just saying it's like a new position.
But there's just like, there's no support whatsoever to like learn new things. There's no training. There's no, I'm just kind of learning by doing. I can ask Snoozy McGee, but she's not in the office next to me. She's, you know, napping most of the day now, which she's earned. And, you know, I mean, she's taking full advantage of that. But yeah, I'm just kind of like learning by doing, and I'm messing up a lot. Mm. And I'm having to like, they're always complicated fixes where you have to tell somebody to like, hey, you need to go to the court and tell them that yeah. this is wrong and that this is the right answer. And then they have to like file the paperwork. It's just like a pain. And I feel really guilty about it, that I'm wasting their time. But also, I don't really, and I've expressed this to my bosses too, and they're just like, yeah, I don't know.
Like, okay. Thanks for the help.
Any sort of training? No, I don't think so. Okay. So, yeah, but I just kind of like, I'm like, all right, well, I'm just going to learn by doing, and I'm going to mess up and fail. And oh, well, I mean, that's what we're working with.
I mean, what other choice do you have? You don't. Either don't do it or do it wrong and then learn and do it right, hopefully, the next time.
Yeah.
But I will say that the last few days, it must be similar to what prisoners feel like. And I'm in the sense that there's so little going on. There's probably actually more action in prison because people are getting stabbed. People are getting essayed. Yeah. You know, like, unfortunately, none of that happens where I work. No action. But it's like, I swear to God, Will, today I was like, oh, it's 10. I got to get the mail. And I take like 7 steps outside to the mailbox and there is nothing in there. And I was like, oh, dang, no mail. You know what I mean? Like these little tiny tasks become like, oh, I gotta go outside. Oh, I gotta escape and go outside. Obviously, it's not prison. I can leave anytime I want. They may not have me back, but what I'm saying is there's just not a lot going on. So you kind of fixate on like these small things to, yeah, as like landmarks throughout the day.
Yeah.
So
yeah. I'm a creature of habit with that too. At least I do. Yeah. Well, I think it will improve, hopefully, I hope, and hopefully you'll get some better news here about maybe a funner job or something.
Speaking of which, I'm filling in on Friday, WPHD, 6 to 10 a.m.
Nice.
Yes, very excited about that, but also like... full stop, I'm excited about this, but also like... I just feel my little heart like burgeoning, like blossom, just slightly blossoming with hope. And I'm trying to, you know, shove it back down.
Don't suffocate it. I know you want to suffocate.
I want to suffocate the hope.
I know. Don't do it. So keep it under control. You know, keep the burn controlled, but don't snuff it out.
Don't extinguish the flame.
I don't necessarily believe in like, you know, the secret where you manifest things by, but I don't not believe it either. You know what I mean?
Uh-huh. Hey, just interrupting real quick for an ad for HMB Radio. I know you're listening to HMB Radio, but wherever you're listening to HMB Radio, please click the upvote button. Give it 5 stars, Spotify, iTunes, whatever. This helps us with the algorithm, helps grow the show. And we really couldn't do it without you. willsyoutube.com if you're listening on podcast. Join us. It's fun. Let's get back to the show.
That's good advice to just not... Because I just... The more I get asked to fill in, and then I coupled with that with a job that is... Listen, my last job was pretty meaningless, but it was fun. Like, I'm just trying to have a good time. You know me, Will. I just want to laugh. It doesn't really matter what you're doing. I could be doing the same job, but if I was in a room with 20 people and they were cool and were just like, F this, F that, someone's, you know, pooped on the floor. Like, that's awesome.
Yeah.
I like that, you know, but with this, I'm just like dying for any sort of interaction. And usually that comes in the form of a dog that's been there about 5 days out of the days I've worked there, which is awesome. A giant golden doodle. Beautiful dog.
Yeah.
Amazing dog. Yeah.
Really. 813-693-2124 if you want to extend any greetings to anybody. Anna, let's do some sort of content. There's a lot of things going on. I'm sorry, I'm like sick still. So
I am too.
Every time I talk, which is kind of unfortunate, but we're gonna grit through it. Oh, you got sick too?
Yeah, not like really. It was just like I had a really bad, like I was sneezing a lot. My nose was running, and then on Friday night, when I was feeling especially bad, I had bought tickets for a friend of ours. I know you know who she is. And for her birthday, but I bought tickets like 3 months in advance and I could not cancel on her. And I wanted to go to this concert. It was Mark Ribier. I don't know if you know who that is.
No.
But anyways, it was at the Ritz in Ybor and I was not feeling well, but I'm like, B, you got to saddle up. And so I did. And you're not going to believe what happened. I got sick.
Yeah. You mix with something else. Yeah, I got sick down coming home from St. Lucia.
Mm-hmm.
I started to feel it the night before, the morning before, I should say, when I was still like at the place. And I was like, oh, no, I know what's happening right now, but I'm lying to myself. So I drank in the pool all day, and then in the evening, it just really came out of nowhere and hit me. I think it might have been a strand of the dreaded, the pandemic that we went through a few years ago.
Oh, really? Do you lose your taste and smell?
No, but I did sleep a lot. I think I slept 14 hours. I went to bed.
Oh, dang, dude.
Friday at, I think, 7, 6. No, actually, I think it was even earlier than that. I woke up for a little bit, then went back to bed. And then the worst is like having to fly the next day and go, because I would hate me if I saw me in the condition that I was in an airport. But I also kind of had no choice. I mean, I had nowhere else to go. It was time to leave. My time ended. So I just tried my best to mask it, not like holding in every cough to the best of my ability. Eyes were just watering. Snot coming out of my nose, you know, not like mucus, but just like running.
Yeah.
And if I would have saw me on the plane, I would have been like, oh, you're dead. You are dead.
You infected that entire plane. Did your beautiful wife-to-be get sick from you?
I thought so, but she pulled out of it.
Oh, nice. My girl. Ew.
Sorry. So, yeah, I feel much better today, but
good.
Still reeling a little bit. What is your least favorite sport? If you were to pick one of the professional sports leagues, baseball, football, hockey, and let's throw soccer in there as well. Mm. Basketball, did I say that?
Like American sports, or were you going to say like cricket?
No, not good. American
sports. Worst sport is clearly baseball.
Oh, good.
Baseball is boring as F. And I know this, and I know this because I've been to a couple baseball games, and even the people there are watching the game.
It is an experience going to those things. Well, good. I'm glad you said that, because we have some news regarding our very own Tampa Bay Rays. There's been some scuttlebutt about new plans to develop the old HCC campus.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, God.
Ew.
I'm sorry. I don't know. I don't know what to do. So far away. I don't know where they're going to get the money to do this. But apparently Ronnie D, the governor of the state of Florida, and the legislature has approved that campus to get developed. This is from WFLA.
I think it'd be something that would be good for HCC. And I think it's also something that would ensure that baseball remains in Tampa Bay, which I think is important.
Why?
Today, the Florida cabinet voted to approve a key land transfer tied to the proposed Rays Stadium at Hillsborough College.
The vote marks a significant step in a long-running effort to anchor the team to Tampa, with plans for a massive redevelopment project around the corner. News Channel 8's Capitol Bureau reporter Mackenzie Laporte was at the meeting this morning and has the story.
The governor, attorney general, CFO, and commissioner of ag all voted up on a 22-acre land transfer to the Hillsborough County College as a part of a broader plan that would allow for a new Rays stadium. And the big question moving forward now centers around funding.
At the end of the day, I'm a big fan of keeping the Rays in Florida.
The news comes as the Rays in Hillsborough County continue to work on a deal for 113 acres of land around the Dale Marbury campus. State documents say the area is largely underutilized right now, hoping to revamp it moving forward.
I think that that's going to really change the character of the area for the better.
After years of uncertainty around Tropicana Field and past failed deals, the cabinet's vote is said to be throwing the ball forward.
I like baseball, but like, not everyone's just going to go watch baseball just because they love it. You got to draw them with other things. The Lightning have done a great job with making it the place to be. That's why they sell out. And I definitely think there's potential in Tampa for this.
The Rays even thanked the governor for the approval, saying the plan is to open up in 2029 with a new ballpark, reinvented campus, and live, work, play, and learn district for the community. Supporters say it could trigger major economic development, while opponents worry about whether this move will be fair to the taxpayers.
This vote today was to make sure that we continue the conversation. I just want to make sure that the taxpayers are being worked out for.
What's his name? Is it Blase?
I think it's Blaze.
Oh, sorry. proceed.
Is that it?
I'll be watching closely.
Another key piece to the puzzle centers around funding here at the state capitol, where Senator Danny Burgess requested $50 million in the budget for Hillsborough County College to be able to afford any possible changes. But the House is lacking that same appropriation, setting up another clash in the final weeks of session.
As for next steps, well, the college would now take the land and begin formal negotiations with the race. And we'll be here to keep an eye on any possible plans in the state budget moving forward. Reporting here in Tallahassee, Mackenzie Laporte, 8 on your side.
Well, got to go follow her on Instagram. That's so, yeah, I know you don't obviously don't care. It is kind of. I don't even know if it's big news. It's nothing's there really going to happen. Oh, jeez.
Oh, dear.
Really happen with
being Republican candidates looking to.
Oh, God. Jeez. Nothing's really going to happen yet, anyways, with the Rays Stadium. But I mean, you're saying you don't even really care if they stay or not. You don't think it's good.
Oh, for me?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I give.
You want them gone.
Sub Fs. Don't care. At all. I'm not going to see them if they stay or if they go. Won't miss them. Nothing. Yeah. Nothing. But the only reason why I would want them to stay is for people in my orbit like you. If you're like, oh, it'd make my heart so happy if they'd stay. I would be like, oh, if they stay.
Yeah, I think it's good. I think it's good. It makes you feel like more of a metropolitan area to have the major sports teams there. And I mean, I like baseball. I like the Rays. I used to follow them very closely a few years ago, not as much anymore. Pretty much the only team that I'm really following is the Buccaneers, even the Lightning, since the Lightning, you know, were on the bone a few years ago, which I don't know if they still are or not.
Yeah.
I know the Bulls moved on to some other station, but they had the Bulls and the Lightning. But yeah, even when the Lightning came on, I was like, you know, I was big, really into hockey at that point, but I couldn't help feeling a little slighted.
Sure.
My personality was like, I'm out. I'm not watching hockey anymore.
Oh, wow. So you abandoned the sport and the team and the sport, it sounds like.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I watched it almost got me back when they had that outdoor game. I watched that on TV and I was like, oh, this is really good. Because it was a great game too, but I haven't watched
it. Wait, it was an outdoor, like they did it at Raymond James?
Yeah.
And yeah. They made ice there?
Yep. They made ice. It was the coldest day of the year.
I recall one of my coworkers going to that, I think.
Yeah.
When I had coworkers, that was fun. So.
Yeah. But that kind of got me back, but I haven't watched anything else. The hockey team for the U.S., the women's and the men's, won the gold medal, which is pretty awesome.
Against Canada, both.
Both against Canada, took down
our
mighty rivals, the communist nation of Canada.
China. I watched most of the State of the Union last night.
Oh, did you? I was going to ask you.
Yeah, I did. I wasn't going to, but the boyfriend had it on. And then I was in a weird mood because I haven't really been speaking to people in the flesh. And I haven't been to jujitsu in over a week because I was sick. And the thing about jujitsu is like, you know, like, I mean, maybe you don't know, but like at the gym, if you're like feeling a little under the weather, like you can still like go to the gym, you know, but if you're feeling a little under weather and then you go and like breathe in someone's face in jujitsu, like that's not cool. So yeah. If I'm feeling a little bit sick, I always don't go. And so that's been a week. And so I was like, I was dancing around, like trying to do a Trump voice, but it was like a weird, like, Bubba Asian fusion thing for like an hour and a half. And then the boyfriend fell asleep. I continued to watch. But
did you watch all, what is it, 1 hour and
1 hour and 48 minutes? I watched the first hour and then I got in the shower and then I was like, no chance he's still going. And I got out of the shower. He's still talking.
I did not.
What the hell?
I did not watch it. I figured what would be in it, number one. I did see kind of catch the viral moments that kind of happened. The Al Green guy.
I didn't know what his sign said until today. I'm like, what did that sign say? I look it up and it's like, black people are not apes.
Yeah.
And I wanted to, dude, humans or apes. We're all apes, buddy. Oh, that's
a good point. Yeah.
Yeah. I was like, you're actually, I know this is going to sound like weirdly racist, but that's actually not true. Black people are apes. White people are apes. Asian people are apes. Humans are primates. He's like, I didn't appreciate like Trump calling the Obamas primates. I'm like, they are primates.
Yeah, if you want to get down to brass tacks. Yeah,
I'm like, categorically, we're all primates. We're part of the primate family, buddy. So, you know, whatever. But the hockey moment was kind of cool. I thought they were just going to be like sitting in the chamber, but they were not. They were behind the glass doors, and then there was like a reveal, and they come out. And unfortunately, I think they were on the like top level or something. They were next to people, or like the people in the chamber could not be less excited. You know, so like the hockey guys are like, woo, and everybody on the floor, like all the Republicans are like, woo, America. And then just like all these people just like on their laptops that like could not care less. It's very strange.
Did the Democrats applaud the hockey team?
I don't think so.
Really?
They were the worst. First off, some of them didn't show up. Secondly, some of them got kicked out. What's his name? Al Green? What was his name?
Al Green.
Oh, it is? Okay. I was like, I think that's a singer. But, okay.
Looks like it too, yeah.
And then there was like a little Muslim Islamic jihadist tussle. Verbal tussle with like, obviously it was so funny. Whoever the camera guys were, at least the stream I was watching, like nailed it. Yeah. As soon as Trump started talking about the Somali, not almost said pirates, but like the Somali scandal in like Minnesota, just like boom, Ilhan Omar, you know, and she's just looking not happy.
Yeah, there was the other one where there's the trans issue, and then they pivoted to the Sarah McBride.
Who's that?
Sarah McBride is a trans member of Congress. The only one, I think.
Around. Oh. She wasn't the fat lady in red, right?
I don't know.
If you could find this out for me. They're okay, so obviously like the Republicans sat on one side, the Democrats on the other. It didn't help that they also sat the Supreme Court justices and like the generals on the Democrat side. So you just have like one side that's like, and like, woo. And then literally the entire other side is just like quiet, doesn't make a peep except when they're like booing or whatever. But then on the Democrat side, there was one very rotund woman in the front row wearing all red. And she was like, woo, like amped up. But she was the only one on that whole side that was amped up. Well, and I was like, who is that lady? Did she not fit on the other side? She is a white lady dressed all in red. If you see the live stream, she's the first person that asked for a selfie. Yes! Yes! You found it! Who is that?
That is Kat Kamak, a Florida Republican.
Oh, hell yeah! My girl! Did she not have enough room on the other side?
I guess not.
She sat with the Democrats.
She's Florida's third congressional district.
Okay.
Somewhere in North Florida.
Okay. So nice.
That was easy to find.
Who was
in the red dress? Got everyone's attention.
Yeah. Just this fat lady in the front that was just like amped up, and everyone around her is just sitting or booing.
Yeah.
So big fan of Kat. Thanks, Kat. You the MVP, Kat.
I'm trying to think what other, I saw some other stuff today. The cameraman was the big one. I saw that when he focused on Ilhan Omar and Sarah McBride during respective.
Can you bring up Sarah McBride for me?
Yes, I can.
Because I'm thinking of the military person. It's not that person. Who is the military person that became trans and was like a thing? Do you know what I'm talking about?
Is it the guy with the WikiLeaks guy?
Maybe. What was that person's name?
Oh, man. Come on.
Like Sarah. You just said Sarah. Like I see the face. Hold on. Standby. I'm going to figure it out. Okay. Oh, my God. Stop. Okay. trans leaker, right?
Yes. Yeah, it's got to be WikiLeaks.
Chelsea Manning. Yes. That's what I'm thinking of.
Yes. No. Different. Definitely.
Got
different.
It.
This gal right here. Delaware.
Oh.
Yeah. Oh, you don't see it. There we go.
No, I don't know.
Yeah, there we go.
That's pretty good. Actually, that's better than I thought, but I mean, need to hear the voice.
That's the official photo too. Keep that in mind.
Okay, so it's heavily airbrushed
up a little
and
bit.
Face-tuned or whatever the apps are. Wait,
but yeah, not bad.
Actually, really good. Well,
really good.
Really good.
Really good.
Wait, hold on. Can I see that video? Is that person in green?
Let me pull up Instagram.
Uh-oh. Oh, no.
I'm not terrible.
Wait, hold on. We got to hear the voice, though. The voice could destroy everything.
I'm not signed in. Can I just... Oh, God. All right. Jesus. I don't want to give away my Instagram handle.
Okay.
@_made_man, by the way. You can find me on Instagram still. Anyway, Anna, it's already half an hour. We got to go. I'm sorry.
Oh, my word.
At everybody, I apologize. Radio St. Pete. I'll be better next week, I promise. Wednesday at 6 p.m. You can join us live. And hmbradio.substack.com. Please go over there, sign up. You get the podcast 30 minutes early and the whole uncensored bonus time right at your disposal right after the show on Wednesdays. So that's a good thing. Thank you, Nate, for signing up for that. And thank you all for joining us. We'll see you next week. Bye-bye.
Hey.
You have found the Homemade Broadcast on RadioSaintPete.com.